Hello, everyone. This is Kenny Wayne Shepherd on The Raven and the Blues.
Hello, matey. What a way to start, eh? First of all, Happy New Year. Secondly, we're all creatures of habit, in a sense. Secondly, welcome to The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. And thirdly, we're all creatures of habit. I try not to be, but the truth is I really am, and we probably all are. As we get older, we become even more creatures of habit. And for me, traditionally, this last couple of years, Thursday has been the day of sitting down, going through all the new CDs that have arrived in the post, going through all the downloads that have come through the course of the week, and choosing the next day's programme, which I put together on the Friday. This week is different. Well, it has been for the last 3 weeks. I've been travelling and on the south of France. No CDs are therefore have arrived. The download speeds here are just so slow. I mean, it is paradise in some respects, but if you want anything done, I get a download link to an album and it says download time, 5.5 hours. So therefore, there's not much new material. And so for starting the year, I thought, what do I do? Should I just go back? And on my digital player system on the computer, I've got 8,258 tracks, many of which go back some 7 or 8 years, and many of which have not been played. And so I started to put together a program which was not new necessarily, a couple of new things, but mostly kind of old, but which kind of fitted a new year, a new dawn, a new beginning. And there's Big Mama Thornton, My Love, from her fabulous album with the Muddy Waters Blues Band going back some 50 years to 1966. Chris Barber, the founder of English Blues, together with one of my favourites in the blues field, Dr. John.
We're going to chance it and give you one more number with Mac. Dr. John. Thank you.
you no revolt. I get my kicks off your wine.
So wonderful. It's the breaking of all the molds, Raven and the Blues, on this New Year's, first new show of New Year's 2015. And going back to 1983, recorded in London on a Mardi Gras day, Chris Barber, the founder of English Blues. That was 63. This is 2008. Otis Taylor put an album together because he felt the banjo had been lost in the history of the blues. He called the album Recapturing the Banjo. Here is The Way It Goes.
Life is moving at a speed that's way too fast. Everybody's going somewhere, nobody wants to get there last. Sometimes I wonder which way the wind's gonna blow. But when you get there, you get there, and that's the way it goes. Red light waiting, and suddenly the light turns green. I wait 2 seconds, and everybody starts honking at me. People start to pass me up, and they're flipping me the bird, yelling out what they think of me, using four-letter words. Sometimes I wonder which way the wind's gonna blow. But when you get there, and that's the way it goes. Driving on the freeway, coming home from work. There's some people in a big, big hurry. Now we got ourselves a single alert. You're gonna be late, so you pick up the telephone. You might as well get comfortable, 'cause your car just became your home. So be careful while you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. 'Cause when you get there, and that's the way it goes. Be careful when you're driving, and keep your fingers out your nose. 'Cause when you get there, and that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
Gives me goosebumps. All over the body. Otis Taylor, Recapturing the Banjo from 28, and The Way That It Goes. Story I think I may have told once at least over the past 15 years of the programme. I'll tell it again now. Way back in the late 70s, very early 80s, I was a DJ with BFBS in Germany. BFBS Germany was the biggest radio station in Germany, amazingly, the English language radio station, but 5 million Germans listened to it. And therefore, when English and American bands came into Germany on a tour, the place they wanted to go to and be interviewed was BFBS. And I did many of the interviews. And when Joan Armour Trading was in town, I said, please, 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 it has to be me. Has to be. I just love Joan Armour Trading. So it was agreed, and I met up with Joan. And from the very beginning, it was just awful. I'm not quite sure what went wrong or why it went wrong, but it was just terrible. It was just so bad, the interview, monosyllabic. I could have been, I caught her on a bad day. It could be she didn't like me at all. It could be a whole range of reasons. Either way, when I got the interview back from the dubbing department, Virginia von Barwinski, the German girl in charge of all the dubbing and editing and that kind of stuff, had written Dave Raven versus Joan Armour Trading. We're coming up to date now, and Joan doesn't live too far away from me in Guildford. And I had a message about a year ago saying, you know, I think Joan would be up to doing a session and coming on the boat. I said, really? And they said, yeah, she may well be. And I thought, no, I daren't. I just wouldn't dare having... if she came on the boat and recognised me, and I should, you know, that's the man from Germany way back in 1980. So one day we might have Joan Armour Trading on the show, but we haven't had yet. Here she is from her fabulous album from some 7 years ago, Into the Blues, a track simply called D.
Sit down, tell me what you got to say. Now there's a difference between truth and lies. I can check, I got your DNA. Now look me right between the eyes. Tell me when I saw you and your new lady friend. What were you talking about when you laughed and your two cheeks met? What were you talking about?
Perhaps 2015 is the year that I get Joan Armour Trading to the houseboat. Let's see. Into the Blues was the album from 2007, and they had a track called D. I'm very lucky. I've got lots of people who actually regularly make contact with me and say, have you heard so-and-so, or send me links to somebody else they've heard, and it's excited them. And I know that for quite a few people listening to the show, it's some of the left-field tracks that I play are the ones which make you remember and think, oh, Dave Raven, let me just meet to that. I saw a lovely quote about Hazmat Modine a couple of weeks ago. Here's a band which I can't take claim for. Peter Elliott up in Hebden Bridge area is the one who put me onto them. But having found them, I just think they're so wonderful. Out of New York, they're called the Hot Sardines. It was a track to raise the blood pressure, if you are that way inclined. Miss Elizabeth's Fishnets. Elliot, I'm in your debt. I owe you a good glass of red, or a glass of good red, whichever. Miss Elizabeth's Fishnets, the Hot Sardines, from their album Frolicking at the Playground. Is it just me, or is it a man thing that women, no matter what their legs are like, look better in fishnets? It's probably just a man thing, isn't it? It's a band who are brand new. They've got people in the band who we know pretty well from the Raven and the Blues, and if you've been around the blues scene, you also know them well. Paul Long of the Writers Brothers, and also BBC producer and presenter as well of his own show now, and his son are in a band, or formed a band, called Catfish. Their album has just been released. It's actually coming out, I was going to say next year, but it's actually this year, you know what I mean. Here they are with Framed. We'll be right back.
I was walking down the street, minding my own affair, when two policemen grabbed me and I was unaware. They said, "Your name Matthew," and I said, "Why, sure. You're just the boy that we've been looking for." Well, I've been framed. Oh, Lord, I've been framed. And let them bright light shine. There were 10 poor souls like me standing in that line. I knew I was the victim of someone's evil plan, when a stool pigeon walked in and said, "That's a man." I've been framed. Oh Lord, I've been framed. Prosecutor turned and started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me nothing but the third degree. He said, "Where were you on the night of June 29? I said, "I was home in bed." And he said, "Judge's man is dying." I was framed. Oh Lord, I've been framed. I ain't ever done nothing wrong, but I always get framed. Framed. Of robbing a liquor store. On another charges of carrying a 44. On another charges of vagrancy too. But when the judge came down, poured whiskey on my head, turned me around to the jury and said,
"Convict this man, he's drunk."
What could I do? I was framed. I've been framed. Oh Lord, I've been framed.
If I recall correctly, Paul's son is 20 years old. That is the band Catfish, brand new. First time they've been played on the Raven and the Blues, but I think they're being played by all the other DJs in the UK as part of the IBBA, and that is a track which is called Framed. Here's an album now, if I can just find the right bit, because it's all moved around. One of the people I get so used to working on, it sounds very snobby, but having two screens, two big screens with everything on it. When I'm working on a laptop, all of a sudden everything seems squeezed up and it becomes rather more complicated. Here's C.W. Stone King. I haven't played them for ages. His album, which came out earlier on this year, called Gone Boogaloo, is fabulous. It's typical C.W. Stone King. It's lots of various things on it, some of which you will like, other which you may not like. Here he is with The Zombie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I got a brand new dance here for you. This one is called The Zombie. But when you hear that zombie rocking slow till the break of dawn in the Congo, ain't gonna lay to rest till the morning light. Gonna raise some sand in the dead of night.
The
day
after the ride.
My mama hear them mumbling low. Shuffling, shuffling across the floor.
Ooh, in the dead of the night.
Can you hear the little children cry?
Crying, mama, mama.
Watch out! Zombies are terrible, right? This old new sensation, another stone cold hit coming up out the radio. It goes so slow, it don't never quit.
man, you can't fight it. Don't even try. Left and right days gone in drag step time. This old repetition make them lose their mind. So children, direct your feet right away on long. That all infectious beat, come on. Everyone you know is out in the street. We gon' see if you can't sing along. But when you hear that zombie rockin' slow till the break of dawn in the Congo, ain't gon' let you rest till the morning light. Gon' raise some sand in the dead of night.
The
my mama hear them mumbling low. Go shuffling, shuffling across the
land. In the dead of the night.
Can you hear the little children cry?
Crying, mama, mama.
What's out? Zombies are terrible fright. I've grown so afraid of the man in the street. With a finger on the pulse, look dead on his feet. Where you say, all I want to do. I close my eyes, but why can I not rest? Cause the fear of death that do not die unsettled me where I lie. That's why I bring them my best old slow-footed jump. Here rolling with the things in the night go bump. I won't rid my head of all that nasty niggling jump. But when you hear this zombie rocking slow, till the break of dawn in the Congo, ain't gonna lay to rest till the morning light. Gonna raise some sand in the dead of night. My mama hear them mumbling low. They go shuffling, shuffling across the floor.
Somewhere.
a place for a time and a place for my help and we'll help with them. Hold my hand and I'll take you there somehow. Someday somewhere.
I was going to say, what a contrast, but in many respects, it's not. First of all, you heard The Zombie from C.W. Stone King from his new album. Well, his album came out last year called Goin' Boogaloo. And then from 1978, the album was called Blue Valentine, and that's Tom Waits, who I know is loved by many and hated by others too, very Marmite anyway. And from West Side Story, you heard Somewhere. Blues Jim, but not as we know it, but I think it's fabulous. And this is the Breaking All the Molds first show of 2015, Raven and Blues. Going back to the beginning of the Raven and the Blues, back in the middle 90s, a person I discovered fairly early on was a guy called the Reverend Raven, a namesake, together with his band, the Chainsmoking Altar Boys. And I heard quite a few tracks from them, including some live tracks, and they are a band who actually really sound fabulous when they're live. They've just made a new album. It's called Live at the Red Rocket. Don't ask me where that is, but I guess it's going to be close to where their hometown is. Here they are with Bricks in My Pillow.
I'll tell you what, we're going to send this next one out to a bunch of good old buddies, Bernard Allison, and some of his band is here. That's a little thing called I Got Bricks in My Pillow. We'll be right back. that train coming. Don't you hear that whistle blow? Can't you see that train coming? Don't you hear that whistle blow? I wanna leave town, but I ain't got no place to go. That's what I'm telling you. I've got bricks in my pillow, and my head can't rest no more. I've got bricks in my pillow, and my head can't rest no more. Spiders crawling on my wall, black snakes lying around on my floor.
Played them for ages on the show. The Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys, their brand new album just being released towards the end of last year, live at the Red Rocket, and I heard Bricks in My Pillow. From the same neck of the woods, roughly in the States, from Minneapolis, here's a lady whose album came out, I guess, towards September, October of last year. I just got hold of a copy of it before he left. Her name is Sina Ann Erhard, and her album is Live My Life, and here she is with If Trouble Was Money. We'll be right back.
say, little girl, there gonna be days like this. Oh, my mama used to tell me, baby. She said, little girl, there gonna be days like this. She said, I want you to be a winner. I don't ever, ever, ever want you to quit, no.
Nearly killed. I find myself a bad boy. I might even learn his name. I've been bad since you left me, but I look good in bed, you see. And I'm telling all the world how good a bad girl's love can be. Hey.
I just love that track. I think the lyrics are fabulous. The orchestration is wonderful. I think she's wonderful too. I met her first when she came and did a session on the boat many, many years ago. And she sat opposite me and just played the guitar and looked in my eyes. Her name is Dana Kurtz out of New York. That is an album which came out a couple of years ago called Secret Canon 2. And I Look Good in Bad. It is the Raven and the Blues into the final 6 minutes or thereabouts. Picked up, amazing. I looked at the figures for December, the downloads, and they were almost double for the previous months. And it's not new shows. It's very odd. It seems like almost every Raven and Blues going back some 8 years has been downloaded. So it's not like I picked up lots of new listeners listening to just the new shows. I have yet to find out where they've all come from. But if you're one of the new ones, welcome. It's like this most of the time. This week, the first show of the year is a little bit different, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Email address is davidravenblues.co.uk, and the website is also pretty simple too. That's ravenblues.co.uk. I think I'll finish now with something which I wasn't even going to play it in a way. I will play it as an example. We've played some great music on the show this week, not all new, and most weeks we're playing lots of new stuff too. Here's something which is new, just came out towards the end of last year. It's a DVD with a soundtrack. It's called Planes and Trains and Eric Clapton. Eric announced last year he was going to stop touring, and on the strength of this, you can kind of see why, in a sense, because it's just him going through the motions in a way. And they're nice motions nevertheless, but they're just the motions. I'll finish with him though anyway. Planes and Trains and Eric and Key to the Highway. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. And hope you'll join me for some more great blues next week. We'll probably do the same thing again. We'll see how, if you've enjoyed it, let me know. And if not, we'll go back and revert to type. But for me, Dave Raven, Happy New Year. I hope it's a good one for all of us. Key to the Highway.
Till the break of day.